Only 4 of 10 working-aged adults with disabilities are employed nationally, says the Washington, D.C.-based Brookings Institution. Milwaukee's small business, Gear Grove, has been chipping away at that gap locally by regularly employing people with disabilities. It's helping the firm fulfill its mission of providing customers with handcrafted wood furniture. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
Lyle Stofflett Jr. and Tom Doherty are co-owners of Gear Grove on 27th Street, just south of Hampton in Milwaukee. They meet us at their shop where they handcraft custom furniture. One room is stacked up with piles of reclaimed wood. You can probably hear a machine that cuts plywood in the background. As Stofflett explains proudly that they know the backstory of all this wood.
And so our clients, we can give them the true piece of, hey, it wasn't this building that was built in 1908, it was tore down, and now it's your coffee table. A lot of our products are very unique, one of a kind. You're never going to see another one because it's wood that, you know, isn't being cut down anymore.
The shop's employees are also one of a kind. One-third of its workforce reports a disability. After Stofflett and Doherty started the company in 2012, they were approached by an HR firm. Doherty says the firm exposed them to state programs that help people with special needs get placed with work opportunities.
Early on, we got a really successful candidate through the program. He ended up being with us for 4.5 years, and just kind of from not having consistent work prior to that to becoming a rock star with us and going on to from very part-time to full-time to managing departments and kind of an awesome growth story. So it was just kind of something that kind of fell into our laps and worked out really well.
After that success story, the company kept at it, hiring people with a range of disabilities.
Some are emotional disabilities, some are very obvious physical disabilities. So it's a really broad spectrum of what different people have.
Doherty says they meet the person, see if they like the person and see potential, and then as the person adapts to the company will adapt to the worker, which actually ends up helping both parties.
We find a lot of people end up with, you know, find a niche of something we didn't know originally that may take a month or two to come out, and then they'll find out like, oh, they love doing this, no one else loves doing this, or they do this better than anyone we've ever seen before. So it's kind of just finding that right person for the right fit.
Doherty says that right fit can be in shop assembly positions, all the way through office assistants and marketing jobs. Abe Bremer runs Gear Grove's laser department and programs the machines. He says he has a mental health disability. He wears many hats for the company, but after he spent 2 years without a job after finishing school, he says the company has allowed him to be open about his mental health needs and has made it possible for him to attend counseling.
They've been very accommodating. I'm a single father right now. Actually, my daughter's mother just passed away as well. They've been very accommodating with that, letting me get out and leave for appointments and stuff and be there for my daughter.
Bremer says stress shuts him down, but he's able to be productive in a supportive environment.
It's good to come in here every day and, you know I have a job, know I'm making money, know I'm supporting my family. And then, you know, seeing the project when it's completed, I mean, that's always something that's nice, too.
One project Bremer is working on involves binary counting toys. Those are toys that help kids learn computer programming basics. He laser cuts them out of new wood for a customer who's working with MIT Design Labs. Bremer says he has some physical issues that his bosses accommodate, which is something he's also seen help new coworkers with physical disabilities. Co-owner Tom Doherty says Gear Grove will create a custom work area for employees, allow them to work shorter days, help them with transportation, whatever it takes.
Everyone has the right thing that makes them capable of doing the job and kind of working with each individual person to make those tweaks so that they can be successful.
He says ultimately it comes down to having an open mind, both in terms of what people are looking for in a product and in terms of what their staff can bring to the table. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.